You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Colette Costa from Gold Town Theater and Bev Ingram from Congregation Sukkot Shalom. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
You live tweeting, Colette?
I was trying to, but my fingers are so tired. Don't ask why.
Why?
I don't know. I told you not to ask, Shelley.
You're right. I don't follow instructions. Bev, how'd you get mixed up with the likes of Colette here?
That's a good question.
Bad luck.
That would probably take more than this time, but we have been working together very intently since, I think, October or September about bringing around this Jewish film festival. We're coming to our fifth and final film of the festival. And Colette, I must say, it's been amazing to work with to pull this off.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and just tell myself how amazing I am.
Yeah. You deserve it. All right. So the next and final film in the Jewish Film Festival series is called Doe. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. And Colette might want to fill in this a little bit. It's the one film I hadn't seen previous. So we're really excited for this one because it's lighthearted comedy. We really felt like we needed to bring in a little lightheartedness this time of year.
The other films have been pretty heavy.
Some of them have been, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They've kind of run the gamut. You know, a little drama here, a little blah, blah there, documentary.
A little contemporary, modern Israeli life. So yeah. It's kind of cross. We wanted to do that is like do a little sort of cross-section, but we're ending with this lighthearted comedy, Doe, and it actually coincides with the celebration of Purim, which is going to be the night of the 20th, which is the second night of the filming, or the second showing of the film.
And what is Purim, for those who don't know?
Yeah, good. Thanks for asking that. So I'll just a little disclosure. I am not like a Jewish scholar about these holidays and actually come to Judaism through marriage and raising my family here in Juneau with the congregation Sukkot Shalom. But it's a minor holiday and it's a celebration of conquer over evil. And as most Jewish sort of holidays, there's this theme of survival of the Jews through persecution, and it involves celebrating with food to remember and wine often. Sometimes fasting. But this particular one is a story, and it's unclear whether it's just a story, a myth, or it's actually true, the book of Esther, of Queen Esther saving the Jews from persecution from the evil man Haman. Mm. And so when you hear the word Haman, it's kind of a sort of like a Mardi Gras kind of celebration. When you hear his name, you boo and you hiss and you make noise. And Queen Esther is Jewish, but her husband, who's the king, doesn't know this. And so she reveals that to him to save her people. So it's kind of, it's a celebration, but it's an uplifting one. And
it's like it's their fun one.
It's a fun one. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we make a lot of noise. But I think there's a lot of parallel to today, you know, with having to make a lot of noise and stand up and make noise to some of the evil in our world.
Oh, yeah.
So is that the way they're actually Haman-toshing the cookies?
Yes.
I just learned something, you guys. My head's exploding.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll be serving Hamantaschen or Haman-toshen. These are traditional shortbread cookies that are sweet. They inside may have poppy seed
They're
filling
delicious.
Or jam. Or I just learned about Nutella being in them.
There we go.
That actually worked out pretty well.
Pretty neat.
Serving those, and it's also traditional during this holiday to sort of make donations to the needy and the less fortunate. So we'll have a jar up for those. We'll have these cookies to share, and then those that want to make donations will share that with Glory Hall, which we cook once a month there.
Yeah. Great. And the movie itself is a food comedy.
Yes,
is it like a documentary or
no? It's a dramedy, I suppose. It's an English film. It came out last year. It stars Jonathan Pryce, who was just in a wonderful movie called The Wife with Glenn Close, and many of you may know him from Game of Thrones as the Sparrow or whatever the heck he was. And of course, he's been in a million things. He's wonderful. He's a Tony Award-winning actor. And he plays a baker of a traditional Jewish bakery that is sort of on its last gasps of breath. And he hires a young teenage Muslim boy to help him out. And this young man adds a very special green ingredient to their baked goods, which suddenly become very popular in the neighborhood. So we thought it'd be nice. We wanted to have a comedy, and we thought this is a nice tie-in to Purim because it's kind of a happy movie. It involves baking. We're going to have cookies. I mean, it was like a gift. Someone said, how about this? And I said, okay. So, and it goes from there. No, that's all I got. I got nothing else, Shelley.
Oh, I was just going to ask, are you guys kind of happy, sad to be wrapping up the film festival? How's it been received so far with your audiences?
I'm happy, sad. That's good. I think it's been great. We've had really great turnout for most of the films, almost all of them. And it was, it was a really good team of people from Sukkot Shalom that came to help out and put a lot of effort into doing this. And many hands make light work. Mm-hmm. But probably, months of planning, really. And this is, I think it's been great. I'm in a few months, I'll be looking forward to the next one,
I think that's the, question mark. It took a lot of sponsors to pull this off. Yeah. We had sponsors to pull it off. It took a lot of, as I said last time, we were on the radio, collaboration, and labor is in the word of collaboration, to advertise, promote, to really, and the more people involved in it, the more people are likely to come. But I've heard good feedback from just about everyone. And there's a film that someone might not like, and there's a films that other people like, and that's just the way it is. But I think
welcome to my world, kid.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a fun committee in that we, had fun planning, and we got to preview some of the films. And so I am looking forward to the next this to be an annual, maybe, or every other year, we'll see.
Well,
we can find
just
the committee to keep pulling it off.
It's just always good to have these little community get-togethers with like-minded people staring at a screen, watching a movie. It's really, I think, an important part of human life.
Did either of you have a favorite from the film festival?
Well, I'm biased, but I helped them pick one out, which was a film from 1988 called Au revoir les enfants. It was a Louis Malle film, and it's always been one of my favorites. I think it's one of the most sensitive and beautiful films made. It's certainly his opus that was high on my list. And the one we kicked off with, which was
Wrestling Jerusalem was the kickoff. Mm-hmm. And I think that was what brought me to the committee. So being able to see that come here and have Aaron, the filmmaker, and the actor come and help us to kick off, I think that was a powerful start to the film festival. And I was pleased to be part of that. Yeah.
Great. Well, when is Doe showing?
It is Saturday at 4:30 and next Wednesday, the 20th, at 7 p.m., and that is Purim. We will have fresh homemade hamantaschen at both shows.
Oh, that's nice. So nice of you guys. Who's making those?
Well, I was with a committee over the weekend, and we pulled some off. We had to eat some of the rejects that didn't quite turn out so good. I learned a few things. It's been a while since I made them. Chill the dough first, make them a little firm. And the apricot jam doesn't work quite as well as the poppy seed.
Well, it does. You just got to know how to work it, baby.
Okay. All right. All right.
I will be making my own version of them from someone's grandmother's recipe. So we'll see.
Forward to tasting those.
Yeah. We'll see how a Catholic does making traditional Jewish cookies. But I figure probably people have done it in the past.
So dough is this Saturday, March 16th, 4:30, Wednesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. And if you didn't catch on, there will be cookies. Is there anything else happening with Congregation Sukkot Shalom that you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, Beth? I would like to mention that we have a student visiting rabbi who happens to be coming this weekend. So if you're interested in checking it out, coming to Shabbat, that'll be Friday night at 7 p.m. That's at the congregation at the synagogue that's on Cordova Street, I think 211 Cordova Street. And he's going to be talking about Purim on the Saturday morning discussion, which is very interesting, 10:30 to noon. And he often brings real bagels from New York. So it's worth coming to that.
Wow. And can anybody come?
Anybody can come. Anybody's welcome. And I think that it's really a it's when I've gone, it's really a fun discussion because, if you know, part of the Jewish tradition is to sort of debate and discourse about what's the joke is, you were telling jokes before, what, two Jews, three opinions, you know, there's, like all is welcome, you know, and can be a really fun discussion.
Colette, how about you? Is there anything else happening at the Goldtown Nickelodeon that you want to mention?
Nothing. Only everything.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Well, tonight, so I have three different film series going on this month, which all of which I'm very, they're all great. These guys have one. We had one with, we have one with the Friends of the Slam over here, our wonderful new museum.
Folk Slam. They're,
because March is Women's History Month, they are doing a Women in Art film series, and their first big film is tonight. It's a great documentary called Finding Vivian Mayer about this woman. She's essentially the Emily Dickinson of photographers. She took hundreds of thousands of street photos in New York in the 50s, 60s, and hid them away. Some never even, only had negatives. She never even made copies of the photos. And they were discovered by someone who bought a trunk at a auction about 10 years ago. Opened it up and found these negatives and began to make prints of them and discovered this incredible wealth of wonderful photography. And so it's her story. It's a really well done documentary. So that's tonight at 7. And they have a couple other films we're following up next week. One called Iris, about Iris Apfel, who's a wonderful design. She's an iconic designer. And so we have a couple of those next week. And then we're finishing with their series with Dolores Churchill, who is a master weaver, and a movie that a woman named Ellen Frankenstein made about her, called Tracing Roots, and that's March 31st. She and the director will both be here. We're going to have an afternoon with them at the theater. I think that's all on the website and probably on the SLAM website as well.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. And I'm doing a collaboration with the Devil's Club Brewery. We're doing dinner and a movie on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
so if
cool.
you don't want to be face down in one of the bars, go at 5:30, Devil's Brewery, you get a nice little meal, and then you come down, and we have this great new German movie called Styx about a woman who, it's a drama about a woman who wants to sail solo to the Atlantic Ocean and runs into a boat of refugees. It's a great drama. And then everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find your email newsletter really helpful and entertaining.
When the dates aren't wrong and the spelling isn't right.
No,
thank you.
It's all good. No, thank you, Colette, and thank you, Bev, so much for being here today. Doe is had it there Saturday, and next Wednesday, go see it. It's the last film in the Jewish Film Festival.
Yay.
And lots of other stuff going on at Goldtown Nickelodeon and at Congregation Sukkot Shalom. So thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you, Shalom.
Yeah.